Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series we're calling Guardrails, where we're looking at the Ten Commandments. In those Ten Commandments, what we see is the holy nature of God, and we also see in His law that we can't keep it. It exposes us for not being holy like He is, and that we need Him. And this particular commandment that we looked at comes from verse 8 of chapter 20 of Exodus. It says this, "Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy." Now, this is the one commandment that I think is most of a guardrail to us, although we don't realize it, and it also is the one we are most likely to fail on a regular basis. You know, when it says that there's only one God, don't make other gods. Don't take His name in vain. The fourth commandment is to keep the Sabbath and remember to keep it holy. That comes before you talk about murder and adultery and stealing and lying. Isn't it interesting? I think a lot of people view God and say, you know, if I follow God, you know, I have to give up my freedom. I have to give up the things that I want out of life, and somehow I have to sacrifice that. But they don't realize that God is actually wants something for us. He's actually a father who's trying to protect us. And so when He comes to this particular commandment, where He's saying, look, you need to rest. Like, the Lord didn't need to rest. He chose to rest. He worked for 6 days, and on the seventh, He rested. And then in relationship to who He is and what is best for us, He tells us, I want you to do this. I want you to rest. He goes on to say in Exodus verses 9 through 11 that, you know, and don't let your kids work for you. Don't let your animals work for you. Don't hire it out. Don't subcontract it out. He's basically saying, look, don't do that. Don't find a loophole to try to get through this and you know, still become productive. I need you to stop working, cease and desist from working. Anything that's your vocation, let go of it and let that day be holy, set apart for God. Well, you know, then the question is, well, what does that mean? You know, what am I supposed to do? I think we're so addicted to our productivity. You know, we have our phones on us 24/7. We're able to, you know, look at our emails and our texts, and we can keep working anytime. And we tell ourselves, oh, it's just this will just take a second. Oh, this will just take a second. And, you know, we're on to the next thing. And we're so conditioned to be productive that we can't settle down and rest. And I think we tell ourselves, well, it's just going to be for this season. Well, the kids are busy. We have lots of activities. I've got an extra project at work. I'm picking up some extra hours to get ahead. And we tell ourselves these things, and they become what actually rules our life. And then we crash. We break down because our bodies weren't made for this. I mean, haven't you ever felt exhausted? Right? I mean, don't we all sometimes feel exhausted, whether it's work, our own physical bodies, whether it's relationships that wear us out, whether it's watching the news? There's so many things that we have in our lives that wear us out. And this is all a reminder that we are just not God. We are not self-sufficient. We need God. And the Sabbath is one day a week where He's telling us, look, I want you to remember that I am God and you are not. And by a show, what I want you to do is stop working for one day. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that you get to play? Does that mean you do your hobbies? You do something that refreshes you? I think stopping work means you're not engaged in anything that's producing, you know, for you. That your work, your vocation, you're stopping that work. Take a break from that. Shut it off. Unplug it. Don't go there. Get out of it for an entire day. Just allow your mind to rest. Allow your body to rest. Why is it so hard for us? Because in our society, we promote hard workers. You know, we say, oh man, look how hard they're working. Oh, no one works harder than that person. Oh man, they're really getting it done. Like, we promote it. We literally call it a badge of honor that someone works hard. But the reality is, we try to treat it as if we're God, like that we don't need rest, that we can do it on our own. And it only works until it doesn't. And when it doesn't, it's usually a crash. And the Lord is trying to protect us from that crash, from complete burnout, from your body breaking down. Lord, I pray that you help us to have good boundaries. And one of those boundaries you put in our life is to take one day off work and completely disengage from it. God, I pray that you help us to do that, help us to rest, and reminder, Lord, that you're God and we are not. God, work in our lives and help us to see that. We ask that in your Son's name. Amen. just take a second before you go to your next thing and ask yourself, you know, are you keeping the Sabbath? Are you trusting in God to be God by disengaging and trusting in Him? Till next time, God bless.